shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we 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 were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we shout out your praise. Oh, oh, oh. Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. But come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. And sometimes I feel, oh, like I'm gonna break. But I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. There'll be no war, and there'll be no chains when Jesus comes. Let today be the day. You'll come for the weak, oh, the strong just to save. And all will believe in the power of His name. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. One day he'll come and we'll stand face to face. Come and lay it all down, because it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed. Oh, by rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. It's around. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. A man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. And then you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you.
Second verse, I'm not singing.
No, you're singing. No. Now you're really singing.
Good morning. Welcome to Hope on the Beach Church. So good to see you this morning. You know, you're a blessing to us, and we just want you to encounter Jesus today. So feel free. You're in a no judgment zone. Worship as you wish. Sit, stand, raise a hand, clap a hand, whatever you feel this morning. We're just so glad you are here. In your bulletin, you have everything you need. All the lyrics to the songs. You have some announcements of upcoming events. And Also in the middle, you have the outline for the message if you're a note taker. And finally, you have the connection card. I'd love for you to take out the front of that card and complete the front of it. Give us your contact info. We'd love to connect with you, but we don't always get to do that in person. So it helps us if you record your presence today, and we've got it. We know you were here, and down the line we'll be able to connect. So do fill that out if you will, and we'll collect it at the end of the service. Those of you online joining us, we welcome you. We're glad you're here. You can find the bulletin at the website, and everything that we have in our hands, you have on your screen. So we're glad you're here with us today as well. I'm going to open us in a word of prayer, and then Roberto will lead us in worship. Father, we thank you for the chance to be in this place. And we ask you to be free to do your will among us. May we hear you. May we obey you as you speak to our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's stand together and worship the Lord who has given us new hearts.
Some of you guys may not know this song, so I'd like to teach you guys the chorus. Is that okay? All right, let me ask that again. I'm going to teach you guys the chorus. Is that okay? A little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. You guys got that? Want to try it with me? Come on. A little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me, yeah. Oh, I have days I lose the fight, try my best but just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk, and miss the moment right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped, somebody with a hand that I could have held, when I just can't see past myself, Lord help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Yeah, yeah, there's no denying I have changed. I've been saved from who I used to be. Hallelujah. But even at my best, I must confess, I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped, somebody with a hand that I could have held, when I just can't see past myself, Lord help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. or to feed the beggars on the street. Love to be your hands and feet. Freely give what I receive. Lord, help me be. I want to put you first above all else. Love my neighbor as myself. In the moments no one sees, Lord, help me be. A little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Amen. That's our prayer, huh? This wonderful Savior of ours, the sacrifice that was made for each and every one of us on this planet, then and now and in the future, that we can be more like Jesus himself. We ask God that you just remove all the stuff that doesn't make sense and get you in our way. Heavenly Father, take away our pride, our hurts, our PTSD. Give us grace today. And we're so grateful that you're here with us and you're present today. We're so grateful for your love and your faithfulness. All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end. Oh, and you never do. Hallelujah. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I'm nothing else fit for a king, my king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you, Heavenly Father. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So I'll throw up my hands, praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah, give the Lord a big round of applause.
Amen and amen. Father, we ask you to speak to our hearts in this place this morning, that we might experience you, know you, come close to you. So speak to us as we hear your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. May be seated. Good to see you here this morning. My name's Steve. I'm Director of Ministries here at Hope on the Beach Church, and we are so glad to invite you to worship with us today. We're in the second week of a six-week series on what it means to be a committed disciple. We've already studied the fact that we are called to be disciples. God has chosen us to be His disciples, and we've talked about the characteristics of those disciples. We're to be vibrant followers, 2 a.m. friends, courageous life givers, resilient missionary. Remember those? Those ring a bell. Those are that's the way a disciple should look. But now this series, we're answering the question, how do we get there? How do I? Because we know we're not going to just wake up one day and go, oh, I got this. I got it. No, it's not quite like that. We need to transition from the old life to the new. We need to become more like Christ in order to accomplish the disciple call that God has put upon our life. So we're going to begin to take a look at this. Last week we started by realizing that we have the mind of Christ. We have to think differently as a committed disciple. The world does not think like Christ. Jesus has called us to renew our mind. We talked about that last week. Now today, we're going to move to the next thing we need to have replaced, and that is our heart. We hear a lot about our heart. We've even learned to do it with our fingers. Not me, but I see other people do it. And we draw it on things. We send it as a emoji or Shmoji or whatever those are. We send hearts to folk. We talk a lot about our heart. The thing about the heart is it may be the most powerful part of our life. Think about it. If you're thinking about two options, and one may clearly look like the better, smarter option, the brain says, zig. But your heart's yelling, zag. Who wants to bet which way we go? We've all done it. Brain says zig and we zag. Why? Because the heart draws us stronger than even our brain can control us. The heart's powerful. We do more things based on how we feel than we do on facts. We always do that. Even to fulfill a responsibility. We may have a responsibility, we've committed to something, and when the day comes, what happens a lot? We cancel, we back out. Why? I just didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like it. Now, there's a lot of days we work, even if we don't feel like it, but that's because there's that little prize at the end of the rainbow. So we work because we're paid, not always because we feel like. And when it comes to serving Christ, when it comes to being an example for Him, we are often governed more by our feelings than by our commitment. So let's look at this today and figure out how we can change that. Because I don't think Jesus went to the cross, sacrificed His life for us because He felt like it. In fact, the scripture says the night before He was in prayer saying, is there another cup I could drink? Can we do this some other way? But what did He say? He's asking the Lord for another choice, but says, nevertheless, I want what you want. His commitment won over His feelings. How do we get that? How can we begin to walk that way? Well, let's start in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy says this. Deuteronomy 6:5. You have your outline in your bulletin if you want to follow along. The scriptures are there as well. Deuteronomy says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. Now, as I read that, I don't hear you're to love the Lord your God when you feel like it. That doesn't seem to be the flavor here. It looks a whole lot deeper than that. I want to stand before you and tell you this morning that I am as grateful as I can be that Miss Judy loves me even when she doesn't feel like it. Because I can tell you, I ain't easy. But she is full of love and affection for me I know even on the days she doesn't feel like it. Just, it isn't the 8-cylinder kicking that the good times are. We haven't always gone through good times together. We've had heartache in our family. We've had to stand through some pain together. And I know there were days I tested her. Now, I'm getting ready to actually retire. You may have heard we're moving to Texas. And the testing for good old Miss Judy has only begun. When I was a kid, my mom used to say, go do something. You're walking around like a caged lion. It took me a long time to figure out what she was talking about. A couple of trips to the St. Louis Zoo, and I got it. You know, just walking back and forth. Looking at the people on the other side of the cage, thinking, can you get me out of here? Or at least give me your hand to nibble on. Do something. I'm stuck here. Listen, we're to love with all our heart, even when we don't feel like it. Even when it doesn't seem like a good idea. Now let's break this verse down. When he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, he means complete devotion. That means I'm not devoted to anything else as strongly as I am Christ. Complete devotion. If I'm to love him with my soul, that is your entire life and identity. That's all of me. Have you ever heard the phrase, when we witness somebody doing something and someone will say, I don't think their heart was in that. You get that picture. You kind of get the idea. They're mailing it in. They're going through the motions. I don't think their heart was in it. We can tell when somebody is completely devoted and when someone is giving their entire life and their identity. We can tell. When activities are not things they do, but it is who they are. We know when something is in someone's DNA. With our soul, with our strength, which is with our might, which is all your strength and ability. It's everything you have. I picture this way. When I'm holding on to Jesus, even if my hands hurt, my arms are burning, the pressure of the world is trying to knock me off Jesus, I do not weaken. I don't slip my grip. I hold on to the rock who is my salvation. Has life got you there today? Is there a chance that you're in a storm and the world is beating you? Attitudes are against you. The wind is howling and you're holding on to the rock of your salvation while all the forces are against you. You tend to feel very alone, don't you? But you see, if we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, nothing can pull us away from Christ Jesus. Nothing can win in our struggle to hang on to Christ. That's how much we are to love Him. You see, the problem is, number two, that our heart is divided. Our heart's divided. I hate. Love was a sarcastic word. These dumb, and I'm sorry if you're a fan, these dumb reality shows where we're supposed to fall in love because we're in paradise. I don't know about you. I didn't grow up in paradise. Now, Judy and I are blessed to live here. And people refer to this part of the country as paradise. But I'm going to tell you, beloved, paradise is way more than the geographic location of your life. Paradise is a quality of living, and love is way more than where you live. Love's way more than when you get to spend a week somewhere. You're not going to find love in 6 days. Not the love Jesus has designed. Maybe the love the world's designed, because it's flippant. We're in today, out tomorrow. We don't have to stay if we don't want to stay. We don't have to show commitment. If we're away from the wife, we can do whatever we want. That's how wrong our thinking is. That's how backwards we've become. Love. Our heart gets divided. We have things pulling at it and pulling us away from Christ. We love God and ourselves. We're divided. But we love God and we love ourselves. So there's a battle as to whose will win. My will, His will. What is it that Christ would have me do? We fight our heart all the time. We love God when it benefits us. Oh, God's good to us. We say it all the time. God is good all the time. But do we really buy that? Because there have been plenty of times when I wondered where God was. I had a preacher friend who used to say to me, I think God lost my computer card. Google it. That was a long time ago when we needed cards. That was before you could stick it in your pocket. But he used to be worried that God had benched him, lost him. Listen, we have to recognize, first of all, God would never do that, but we also sometimes just love God when it benefits us, when it's going good. You see, our hearts are prone to drift, split, and wander. Our hearts are very fragile, very fickle. Don't you love that word? We are fickle. Which means I feel good about it today, probably won't tomorrow. That's why places like car dealerships and mortgage companies and different ones have like a 48-hour buyer's remorse code or clause. Why? Because I'm in love with it today. It's just a pain tomorrow. We're fickle. We move around. Our heart's divided. So we can't love God. We don't just struggle to love God fully. We are unable to. You see, our natural heart, our human heart, is not able to sell out to God because we have all these other battles. And pressure's pulling it up. Well, now, wait a minute, Steve. You just said we're supposed to love Him with our whole heart. Now you're telling me I can't do it. Make up your mind. That is, both are true. We're supposed to, but we can't. Because our human heart is divided. Our human heart is being tugged on. The world is pushing against our relationship with Christ. So what am I supposed to do? Number four may be the biggest point of the message. Christ. I'm going to say that one more time, just so you don't run down to Walmart. Christ gives us a new heart. A new heart. Christ gives it to us. Not some of these guru, positive thinker people. Not the personality books that give us principles to live by. Not folks who think they understand human nature. Because human nature won't get it, beloved. We need a new heart. And Christ gives it to us. Colossians says, since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Because there is, therefore now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, we can get it right. We can have it right, but it comes with a new heart in Christ. You see, Jesus loved the Father perfectly for you. In our natural state, don't even know how to love God. We weren't even smart enough to know we needed God until God started drawing us to Him, till He came looking for us. And the Bible tells us that He's called us by name. God started reaching to us. We didn't go to Him. We don't have the heart for that. But Jesus comes to us. Jesus loves God for us. It's His heart who knows how to love God. Jesus gave His heart for your divided one. Now catch that. He gave us His heart, and we get to trade. We can end all the battles. I can honestly have one driving force in my life. I can have one love in my life. I can settle all discussion by simply knowing that I love God more than anything. And it's possible with the heart that Christ can give me. Jesus was condemned, so you are not. He took the condemnation So we aren't condemned. Now, you need to get your mind around this, and I'm going to give you a clue. Here comes another one of our favorite moments. You remember the word? All right. Here's the moment. Christ gives us a new heart, and I do not answer for my sin. Oh, we almost got there. Almost did. I don't think your heart was in it. We don't have it. Maybe you don't believe it, but it's the truth. We don't have to account for our sin. Jesus did that on the cross. We have our sin punished through the death on the cross. And it gets better. Our cross, our sin is defeated when he came out of the grave. We just celebrated that a couple of weeks ago. So in a new heart that Christ gives me, a new heart, I know how to love God. And I am no longer divided between Jesus and the world, because he brings me the victory. You see, number five, Jesus didn't come to improve our heart, but to give us a heart transplant. He changes us. I don't wake up every day and go through a series of disciplines to be sure that I look like Jesus. I don't have a bunch of practices that I rely on. I simply rely upon the heart Jesus gave me. Is that awesome? I have a heart that already knows how to love God. I don't have to train my old heart how to do it. Jesus has given me a new one. And that heart already knows how to love God. That heart already knows how to not be divided between earthly things and heavenly things. Listen to what the scripture tells us. Or wait, first, number six, the new heart lives differently. In Christ, some things begin to change. The love we could not produce is now being formed in us. You see, this is an important principle. Because when we think of discipleship, I think many of us think of something we need to become. And so we think there are certain habits, behaviors that we need to create in our life. But I want you to see what the point we just read, the love's being formed in us. I don't have to create it. I don't have to discipline myself to it. I don't have to pledge myself. I simply follow the new heart God gave me. Because God's love's already in it. The victory over sin, already in it. Just follow God's heart that he died to give you. Have you recognized God's heart in your life? Are you receiving all God has for you? God's put it there. Our Our mission is to open hearts. Has your heart opened? Has God placed in you this new heart? You see, because the last point here is that we are sent with a new heart. See, some of us think of serving the Lord. We think of discipleship. We think of doing things for the Lord. And it almost exhausts us just thinking about it. I heard a speaker one time say, and I don't know how he knew this. He may have just been making it up. I don't know. And I'd have thought he was, except that I had done the very thing he was talking about. He says that a congregation can hear a challenge and feel a commitment to follow that challenge. I'm going to do that. And in the length of that sermon finishing, and maybe it's because we preach too long, but in the length of that sermon, I can go from, I'm going to do that, to now, wait a minute. I got bowling on Tuesday night. I got bunco on Wednesday night. Wait a minute. When am I going to do that? You know how much time that's going to take? You know, that sounds like there's some money attached to that. And we've made a commitment in our mind, but then our brain starts being divided, doesn't it? And we start thinking about the cost that may be involved. And by the time comes to make a commitment, I've changed my mind. I can't do that. It'd be great if I could, but I can't do that. Let me tell you, beloved, we need to be sent into this world with a new heart. We need to stop thinking and loving and caring about the old world and start loving and caring and serving with a new heart. The new heart that Christ gives us. Listen to this out of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We have been given a ministry that requires a new heart. We see people broken. And I think it was my grandmother was the first person I ever heard use this phrase. Well, you know, they made their bed. They can sleep in it. Okay. But that's not what Jesus said. That's not what a new heart would do. You see, we sometimes look down on people because their life is not in a good place. But a new heart sends us with a ministry of reconciliation. We're to go pick them up, help them get steady on their feet, hold them up. Because we've got a new heart. We became a new person in Christ. And because we're new, we can help others discover the new. But we need a new heart. We're not sent to prove Christ or our love for Him. I've not been sent into this world to answer those people who want proof of Christ. You well know my background's in youth ministry, and I went into a little town for a youth revival a whole weekend, and there were some hardcore Christian kids in that church, and they were praying fervently for two guys who were the campus atheists. That was their claim to fame. You know, in high school, we all wish we had one, right? Some guys put a letter on their jacket. Other guys put a guitar in their hand. Mine was eating Twinkies. I could out-eat anybody. But these guys, their claim to fame was they talked against God all the time. They were known for being atheists. And the kids got them to come to the service. And after the services, we always had a little fellowship with the kids. And so they came the first night, atheists on their forehead. And then they went home. To my surprise, they were back the next night. And we had a little fellowship afterwards, and the kids brought them to me and said, I want you to meet my friend. This is whatever and whatever. I said, guys, I'm really glad you're here. I'm told you don't believe God's real. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you to do me a favor. You don't know me, but these guys really like you. And so I want you to do me a favor. I want us to go in this room, little Sunday school room there. We're going to shut the door and give me 5 minutes.
What are you going to do?
I said, oh, nothing. I'm not going to do anything. Just sit with me for 5 minutes. You going to preach to it? I'm not going to say a word. We go in, we sit, we spend 5 minutes. Now, this young smart mouth preacher boy was praying like a mad dog. God, you better show up. I want these boys to know you're real in 5 minutes. And we sat. Pretty soon I hear one of them sniff. And I'm thinking, oh, kid's got a cold. And we waited and we waited. Not saying a word. Another kid starts wiggling in his chair. And by the time we're done, the one kid is still pretty hard-nosed, but the other kid is bawling his eyes out. Because in 5 minutes, God broke that spirit. And I got beside him, and I said, you don't have to do anything tonight. But I explained how you come to Christ. And that Christ was calling him. That's why he was emotional. And I said, but you will never look yourself in the mirror and be able to say, I know God's not real. Because you just met him right here. And I prayed for them both, and they left. I left town the next day. I have no idea whatever happened to those boys. But I know in all of their eternity, there was a moment when they knew God was real. We have a message to deliver. We've been called to put it out there. I don't have to prove God is real. I don't have to even prove my love for Him. But I am sent to carry and deliver His love. That's what we're here for. But I won't care to do it without His heart instead of mine. Have you had your transplant yet? Is it time to put off the old man and put on the new? There's a great heart full of love available to you today. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for a new heart. Not changed and improved, but transplanted. A complete reversal of our heart. Taking our human heart in exchange for Christ's heart. Thank You. Thank You for that gracious gift. May we begin to exercise our new heart. May we begin to carry and deliver Your love to this world. We ask You to do a work in our life today. In Jesus' name. Let's close with the prayer we have been taught to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You know, one of the best examples of a new heart is a new heart of giving. A willing to share with others. And this morning, as every worship service, we will close with the receiving of our morning offering. Buckets will be passed among you. There's an envelope in your bulletin. You can place your offering there, or there's instructions for how to give online. Along with that envelope, we'd love to have your connection card. On the back of your connection card is how you can communicate with us. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us prayer requests. Tell us commitments that you've made today. Tell us you'd like to be a part of one of the activities we have going. This is a chance to communicate with the staff. Ladies, you have a women's dinner coming Monday night at Marina Cafe. I'm thinking about buying a dress. Marina Cafe to go to dinner.
No.
So, if you'd like to join the Women of Hope in dinner, please just check that box and somebody will get in touch with you so you can get the details. Next Saturday, men, we have our prayer breakfast. Men of Iron. Breakfast, it's free. We close after breakfast with a little Bible discussion. It's just a great time of fellowship. So I invite you men, just mark Men of Iron Breakfast and come join us. Saturday at 9 o'clock up at the campus. There are other activities listed there for you. You can see them and follow along. Always feel free to call office or email us. We're glad to help. We're here to help. And so use us. We would be glad to help you with your next step. God bless you for being here today. I'm going to pray for our offering, and then Roberto will close our time of worship. Father, thank you for the word we have heard, for the hearts that are touched. We pray that you might receive this offering and that it might bring honor and glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's.
I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only the start, and now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. Oh, I wasn't made to be tending in a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. Hallelujah. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours. I was made for more. I know who I am. I know who I am. 'Cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only the start. Oh, now I am chosen, free and forgiven. Hallelujah. I have a future, and it's worth the living. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tending a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours. I was made for more. Hallelujah. You called out my name, so I'll sing out your praise. Hallelujah. You buried my past, I'm not going back. Hallelujah. You called out my name, so I'll sing out your praise. Hallelujah. You buried my past, I'm not going back. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tending a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. Do you believe it? So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way. I know I am yours. I was made for more. You know, some of us up here that do this thing, and some of you that do it on your own, we know we're called to do it. And it changes the perspective. When things get tough, we know who called us. So we stick it out. When God opens a door, we walk through it. And that's a wonderful thing when we humble ourselves before the King and the Creator of all things. He is truly a way maker, a chain breaker. And that's the God that we serve. That's the God that we worship. Cause I wasn't made to be tending a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. We were made for more. Now, I prefaced that last song because we have a wonderful worship leader. If you've been here before, his name is Sam Brown. I came and I joined this church, and it's my privilege to serve this church as director of worship. My name is Roberto. But as soon as I got here, Sam befriended me. And he's such an amazing worship leader. And he has stepped down from his role as worship leader. He started his own business, and he is blessed, and that's his ministry now. So on the way out, we're going to receive a love offering from him. You'll see Will there with a blue bucket and a blue shirt. So if you would like to give to that love offering, please do. We love Sam, and we are going to miss him. But he'll be back at the end of May to fill for me when I go on vacation. So I held him to that. We love you, Sam. And as you go, receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with favor and give each and every one of you peace. Amen. See you next week.